I can ask you about the rate hike. Rates have gone up. So you've been around for that. First of all, can you explain the rate hike that came online April 1st?
In this particular case, there's two aspects to this rate hike, what's called a base rate hike. Base rate being sort of all the costs of HEA, and they keep going up. Salaries go up. The cost of living is a good way to put it. This year in particular, some of the regulatory requirements have gone up. The state just mandated this reliability standards, so those costs have gone up. So that's kind of the cause of the base rate increase, which is actually smaller than the COPA that went up. COPA is the cost of power adjustment, and that actually went up quite a bit this time. A requirement of RCA, of the Regulatory Commission, every 3 months we have to analyze our cost of power and either increase it or decrease it based on what happened during the previous 3 months.
So that's how the COPA gets adjusted.
Is every 3 months you look back at the last 3 months and recalculate it. David Thomas likes to say it's like trying to drive your car looking through the rearview mirror. January, when we had all that 0-degree weather, rates were actually much lower than they would have been had it been a normal year. And it's sort of a perfect storm. January is when, you know, we go on new contracts with the gas supplier, which was higher than last year's contract. So there's only one supplier, and that's it.
You are the co-chair of the Renewable Energy Committee at Homer Electric. All the candidates are talking about lowering costs, but what will it take to do that?
Well, it's pretty difficult because, you know, the salaries are going up. They're a union shop. Nobody's willing to take a hit there. It can't be permanently ignoring the infrastructure. The long term is part of the short term. I keep harping on the cost of fuel is our biggest cost. The HEA has a $100 million a year budget. $30 million of it is for fuel. If you could save that, if a third of your budget goes to fuel, and if you have no fuel costs, then you've just saved a third of your budget. It's probably not likely that we could save 100% of our fuel bill, but even if we were to save half, that'd be $15 million a year. That's a lot of money. What we're aiming for is to have reliable, safe system at the lowest cost that we can maintain. And then there's also the landfill gas at Soldotna. We're looking at going on a combined project with the Kenai Peninsula Borough to produce electricity using the landfill gas that's generated there. Oh, and I didn't get to mention the battery system.
Oh, right, the Tesla battery.
When the transmission line goes down between here and Anchorage, the battery would save us every penny of that. We would no longer need to run an additional generator, so we would save $25,000 a day whenever the transmission line is down.
Jim Levine, incumbent board member running for re-election.